So what I have today is I have five things that can take zero, yes, I said it, zero talent, but will help you so much, immensely, to lose weight as you're losing weight. So let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show.
One, two.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're crushing it. I hope you're just dominating your life and whatever has come your way this 2024. I'm excited. I hope you're excited about everything that's going on. I hit a milestone today. It's been 4 months, 16 weeks since I had surgery on my Achilles. I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm pretty excited. Some things that I've been really, really focusing on are balance, strengthening of the knee, the quad, and my glutes. So that's something I've really hit here the last couple weeks, and I feel great. I feel good. Yesterday I did some skipping. I did some single leg bounding on a bench, and I'm really excited to be able to feel better, to get stronger, and to really, really regain that athleticism that I lost a while back. So I'm really excited about that. I'm pumped. So yeah, I'm just pumped up about just what the future holds, especially with my recovery. And I want to spread some positivity your way. Whatever you're going through, whatever hardship or what's gone on in your life, you've been knocked down, just know that you're going to get back up, and just know that you're going to accomplish some things, and you're going to do well, and you're going to get after it. So don't get stuck in the rut. Just keep going, keep crushing, because there were days early on that I didn't know I'd be where I'm at right now. So it definitely has helped me so much. I'm so pumped, and I hope just my positivity, I just want it to engulf your entire being. That's what I hope for. All right, so I got five things that take zero talent, zero. These are so easy. These are so great. These are so easy and great and good. So here's number one. I want you to sleep, and I want you to be in bed by 10 p.m. So I know you may have little kids. You may be a night owl, but we got to change that, right? We need to change that, because the more sleep that you get, you're going to have better levels. Your hormone levels are going to be even better, right? It's going to help you so much more. You're not going to be as hungry. You're not going to be as tired. You're going to be pumped up. And I know 10 o'clock's hard. It's hard for us too, but we definitely make it a priority. I'm not saying go to bed at 10, but I'm saying be in bed at 10. Make sure the kids are in their bed. We always make sure the kids are in bed by at least the latest 9 o'clock. We really do. We do our best with that, because we really do feel like sleep is so important. So again, this takes zero talent. It doesn't take you doing anything, but just setting a time aside and saying, you know what, I'm going to go to bed at 10. I'm going to get everything done, and I'm going to be in bed by 10 o'clock. Because if you get in bed by 10 o'clock, I'm telling you, if you get up at 5, 6, you're going to have plenty of rest. You're going to feel good. You're not going to be hungry. You're not going to be tired. You're not going to make bad choices throughout the day. You're going to be pumped to go to your workout. You're going to be pumped to pump iron. You're going to be pumped to be pumped. So please make sure that you're getting in bed, getting enough sleep. There's so much that happens when you're asleep. Your hormones. Don't drink as much alcohol. Try not to do as much as that. It'll help with your stress too. And I know you're listening right now, and you're going, well, I don't know how true that is, Andrew. I don't know. You may be wrong there. I am right. I'm always right. That's what I tell everyone. But besides the point. So just get to bed. It's easy. It's so easy. And if you do this over a few months, months, year, it's just going to be part of your life. It's just something that you set aside. And here's a big thing. This is kind of a side note. I want you to start thinking more about you. I want you to think about who you are. I want you to think about you. Because if you don't feel good, if you stress, if you are overweight, you don't feel good about yourself. You don't feel good about where you are. So if you feel good, if you like how you look, if you're proud of where you are, you're going to want to shower that upon everyone else, especially your kids, your grandkids, your friends, your coworkers. So that's your side note. You have to take care of yourself. This is something I always preach to my clients. I preach to my kids. I preach to my wife. You have to learn to say no to some things, and you have to learn to say yes to you and your health and your desires and your wants. Okay, that's a side note, but that's a big note. That's a huge note. That's a note. Number two, you need to set aside some meal times. This will help with your hunger. This will help with you expectations, I guess you could say. So if you're, for me, it's always breakfast, a snack, lunch, snack, and dinner. That's what I've done forever. Like, I literally eat the same breakfast every single morning. I have me a egg wrap. I have four eggs. I wrap it in a low-calorie tortilla, 50 calories, with some hot sauce. That's what I eat. I have eaten that every morning for, like, the last 20 years. Even when I was in college, that's what I did, too. I just have always done it. I eat so many eggs. I just love eggs. I think it's a big deal. And then I have a snack. I usually have, like, a protein shake or a protein bar. And then I'll have a sandwich. I'll have a peanut PB&J, something that you're probably like, what? You eat bread? Yes, I eat bread. You need bread. You need carbs. Your body needs it to in order to actually lift weights. A big thing right now and this is another side note, but I know people are doing the shot. They're taking the shot that goes up the gut. I forget. There's so many different ones right now, right? So whatever shot, you know what the name is. I always forget what the name is. But all these shots, these weight loss shots, I'm just telling you guys, they're not good. They're not good. Unless you're diabetic and you need an extra help, then they're good. They're okay. But most of you that's listening to this, you just need to get back in the routine. You need to stop eating like a jerk. I mean jerk facetiously, but really, guys, like, you can do this by yourself. You don't need help in this. You're just lazy. So stop thinking like, man, I need that shot, or I have to do this. My friend's doing it. It costs a lot of money. Why don't you apply that to some good foods? Why don't you apply that to a gym membership? Why don't you apply that to a trainer and get to work? You'll be way more proud of yourself, especially when you stop taking those shots and you actually gain the weight back. You'll be more proud because now you know how to attack it when you do have slip-ups, or when you do have mistakes, or you do get tired. So I just think that's so funny that why do you want to resort to something like that? So get away from that. It's just going to make you tired. You're not going to be able to build muscle. You're not going to feel strong. You're going to be grouchy and grumpy. Nobody wants that. So that's another thing. So you need to make sure that you have set meal times. Eat your vegetables, eat your protein, eat more protein, focus on protein. Don't get so caught up in the numbers. Just focus on protein, eat enough protein, and just go for it. Just have protein, eat protein, meat, lean meats. Eat all those things. There's so much data and so much information online that this should not happen where you don't know what to do. You know what to do. You just don't want to do it. So do it. Number three. This is a good one. This is a good one. I like this. So pre-track your food or track your meals. Kate's really great at this. I'm going to brag on Kate for a little bit, but she's amazing at this. Anytime she really gets down and dirty with her meal plans, and I mean down and dirty, she is like a mathematician with her calorie intake. So on let's say Friday or Saturday for the following week, she already has that thing pre-planned exactly what she's going to eat based on every protein, every carb, every fat, every calorie is counted for. And she is strict, man. When she is on it, she's on it. So that's another thing too that you need to start doing. If you really want to lose weight, requires no talent, just takes time. It takes discipline, it takes time, and it takes you wanting it, really. That's ultimately what it comes down to. So if you do that, you're more likely to lose weight. So pre-plan everything that you're doing. Plan it. If it's planned, if it's on your calendar, you're going to end up doing it. You know that vacation that you like taking? It's planned, right? It's on the calendar. Why not apply that to your fitness? Why not apply that to your weight loss? So pre-plan it. Put it in your MyFitnessPal app and just pre-do it. I used to do that all the time. I'm not as strict as Kate, but I definitely it definitely works. I mean, I've done it. So why not? Give it a shot. Number four, schedule your workouts. My workout, I'm going to say 97% of the time I work out at 2 p.m. every single day, unless it's on Saturday or Sunday because I have more flexibility. But every single day for the last however many years, 2 o'clock is my workout time. There's nobody at the gym. Nobody can bother me. No one's around. It's just me and the good old gym because that's my time. I plan it all the time. Everything else is planned around that because I know I need it. I know that's like my spiritual time, my reading time, my time all in one. And you got to have that time for yourself too. And you have to be strict on yourself. You have to be confident in yourself to know, you know what? I'm going to tell my spouse or whoever that this is my time. This is what I do. Anytime anybody comes in and works out with me or they come and train with me, I tell them, I'm like, you need to stop. You need to stop feeling sorry for yourself because this is your time. So you're going to have fun. You're going to smile. No grumpy pants here. We're going to get after it. That will wait. That problem will wait. That stuff needs to wait. Right now, this is for you. So schedule those workout times. Is it in the morning? Is it in the evening? Is it after work? Is it before work? When is it? But if you have it planned, you're going to do it. Just think about it that way. You're going to do it. You will. I promise. And this last one. You know what? I'm going to piggyback on that workout stuff, though, too. Piggybacking on myself. Strength training is always going to be what you need to do. Now, if you're at home, buy you a kettlebell. Buy you a set of dumbbells. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. And you can do a lot of our workouts. That's it. Now, I understand that not everybody can do that. So join a gym. Hire a trainer. Hire someone to help you get fit. Anytime anyone's like, oh, I can do it on my own, they can't do it on their own. They've never done it on their own. They think they can, but they can't. You need help in this area. For me, it's like my car. I can't fix my car. I try, but I'm going to take it to my mechanic because he's way better at doing it than I am. I'm going to let the professionals do what the professionals do. Once you get a hang of some things and you start to get some years under your belt, then maybe you can take the reins. But I'm going to say 8 out of 10 people, and I'm talking to you, you can't do it by yourself. You need a group. You need help. You need a coach. You need inspiration. Motivation comes with doing something over and over and over again and seeing a result. Then that's where motivation comes. But you need help. I'm just telling you. So do some strength training. Get fit. Get happy. Set a timer. Get after it. 30 minutes. That's all you need. Okay. All right. Number 5. Here's the last one that take zero talent that'll help with your weight loss. You need to stop comparing yourself to other people. My journey with my Achilles, I early on when you first get into it, like I was playing that comparison game. I was looking at what everyone else were doing at the time frame. So whether it was 3 weeks, 4 weeks to 12 weeks, I would look at other people and I would compare myself to them. I'm dumb. I had to tell myself, stop. It's going to take away your happiness. This is your journey. It's nobody else's. It's not the guy down the street. It's not Kobe Bryant. It's not Kevin Durant. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's none of their journeys of coming back and playing ball. It's nobody else. It's not the guy on Instagram or the woman on Instagram. It is your journey. And I want you to know that this is you. This is your journey against you. There's nobody else. So stop scrolling. Stop looking on Instagram and Facebook and comparing your journey to anyone else's. This is yours. This is your story. You're special. You can do this. Stop comparing. Stop getting on there. Say something positive. I can't tell you how many people are so negative on social media. I really am not a negative person. Hardly. I'm a negative person when it comes to people being lazy, but I'm not negative when it comes to seeing someone's highlight. I love seeing people post about their kids and being proud of their kids. I love it because they're proud of them. And I love commenting, oh my gosh, that guy's a stud. Or, oh my gosh, that girl, she's a stud. They're studs. I love it. I just love it because they're proud of them. So stop playing the comparison game when you're on and you see somebody more fit than you. Instead of like getting jealous or saying, oh, they have this or they have that, why not leave a comment that says something positive like, you rock. I'm telling you, that positivity is contagious and it will pour onto you and it'll help you. I'm just saying, it does, man. It really does. People don't understand the power of positivity when it comes to putting it out into the world. It always comes back to you. I'm a big believer in that. So stop playing the comparison game. Get in bed by 10. Set meal times. Track your meals. Schedule your workouts. All those things go hand in hand. And if you do them, I'm telling you, you're going to start losing weight. And there's no talent. You don't need talent to do any of these things. You just need your mind, a starting point. You're going to get results, and the motivation is going to come. I'm just telling you right now. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. If you get a chance, please subscribe to this, subscribe to YouTube, subscribe to everything that we're doing. Like, follow, share, BUSTOS training, Bustos training. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.